the book Hebrews, part 213. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Jehovah's Witnesses South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, maybe the two keys to the book of Revelation, which is an A4 book, thick, nearly 800 pages, 35 years of my life in that book, nearly 40 years, 38 years. It's a must for anybody who are interested in the eschatology. Should you be interested or just have a question, want to share something, just make contact on my WhatsApp, international code +27 for South Africa, 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are so very, very welcome. Please go to part 1, start from the beginning, because you missed out on quite a bit of information. Also, very important to subscribe in order to receive the different notifications of all the studies we are busy with. Send this link to your friends and families for those that you love. Make sure you at least have a 1611 King James Bible or the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version, not the emphasis. 1901 emphasis Bible has been made corrupt by Westcott and North, and bringing back all the Babylonian names, also Yahweh and God, Lord Jesus Christ. So it's important to have a 1611 King James Bible or the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. What a privilege to study the Word. Now, as we were just about to finish yesterday morning, my eye just picked up something. And I want to just deal with you in verse 14 again. 1 Thessalonians 4:14. It says, for if we believe that Yahushua, if we, the bride of Yahushua, believe that Yahushua died and rose again. Now you must listen to what the 1611 Bible says. Even so, then also which sleep in Yahushua. Even so, them also, though that died, which sleep in Yahushua. There's no sleep, they died. Will God bring with him? Will God? God is who? The Father, who is Yahweh. Yahweh is not coming to the earth. Yahweh is not coming to the earth. He says, will Yahushua bring with him? That him is a capital H. And it's not when he comes for the bride. He can't, when he comes for the bride, bring the bride with him. 1 Thessalonians 4:14 or 1 Corinthians 15 verse 27 to 58. When he comes there at the parousia, he can't bring the bride with him if he comes for the bride. But this is a reference referring to Revelation 19 verse 7 to 11. When Yahushua will appear on a white horse with a sword of judgment in his mouth. He's not going to come make war against the Antichrist people. He won every war 2,000 years ago on Calvary's Hill. So he's coming to speak judgment, the sword of judgment that will come from his mouth. And with him will come the bride of Yahushua. This is what he says. When he comes for the remnant of Israel, the one third. And if we believe that Yahushua died and rose again, even so then also we sleep in Yahushua, will Yahushua bring with him, him capital H, Yahushua. He will, when the, those on white horses, because there's a multitude on white horses, who are they? They are the bride of Yahushua. when he comes for the bride, the parousia, because the second one is the harpazo in Greek, the rapture, the harpazo, when he comes to rapture one third of Israel, the harpazo, then he bring with him, the not the angels, the bride, dressed in fine line, white clothes. Right, so when he comes in 1 Thessalonians 14, 4 verse 14, the angels will come with him. There's angels coming with him, not bride. Verse 15, for this we say unto you, for this we, the Apostle Paul, say, well, we, the apostles, say unto you, who's the you? The bride of Yahweh Yeshua. Verse 14. For if we believe that Yahushua died and rose again, even so when also which sleeps in Yahushua will Yahweh bring with him. Verse 15. For this we say unto you, for this we the apostles say unto you, by the word of Yahushua, that we which are alive, we, the bride, the first, who are alive and remain unto the coming of Yahushua, coming Ferocia, shall not prevent them which are asleep. In other words, the word prevent them means go before them. We will not go before them. You understand that? So what's going to happen? The moment that the coming or the parousia of Yahushua is going to occur, we are going to be changed, 1 Corinthians 15, 27 onwards, from a fleshly body into a heavenly body, from an earthly body into a glorified body. And at the same time, Yahweh is going to raise those who died in Yahushua's glorified bodies. He says, and together we will go into the air, into the kingdom of Yahweh. I want to read this verse 15. For this we the apostles say unto you, the bride of Yahushua, by the word, capital word, of Yahushua, that we, the bride of Yahushua, which are alive and remaining, unto the coming of Yahushua, coming capital C, coming of Yahushua, the parousia, shall not prevent them which are asleep, those who have died. Verse 16. For Yahushua himself, neighbors, listen. For Yahushua himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. Yahushua will do what? He will come with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpets of Yahweh, and the dead in Yahushua shall rise first. Now this is figurative speech. See, tell me, if we read verse 15, just ask yourself the question, is this happening? Because in this one verse, this both the coming and the parousia is addressed. The coming, the parousia, and the rapture, the harpazo, is addressed in the same verse. Listen to this. For this we, the apostles, say unto you, us today, the bride, who's alive, by the word of Yahushua, that we as bride, which are alive and remain, unto the coming of Yahushua, shall not prevent them which are asleep. Now, for Yahushua himself, capital H, himself, shall descend from heaven with a shout. Now tell me, when Yahushua is coming for the bride, the parousia, is there going to be a big noise? Is he going to shout? Or is it a secret coming where we will suddenly be changed from earthly into a heavenly body? I just want to say the bit of a noise that you can hear, we are having a thunderstorm on the moment, and we praise Yahweh for it, and that's the noise that we've been hearing tonight or this morning. For he says verse 16, for Yahushua himself shall descend from heaven with a cloud. It's coming with a cloud, with the voice of archangel. Now what does that mean? He is just going to call the bride's name. The voice of the archangel, I never heard Gabriel or what's the other one? Gabriel and Michael. I never heard the angel Michael or Gabriel shout for the whole world to hear them. No, both of them were speaking to Daniel in a decent manner. But with the way it's written here, it looks like, or it's creating the idea that when Yahushua comes for the bride, there's going to be a big noise, which is not. It's not for the world, it's for the bride. For Yahushua himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. Now, I think the terminology there is not right, because shout is shout! It's not shout, it can be. He addressed them in a proper manner. With the voice of the archangel. I have never found the archangel shouting. And with the trumpet of Yahweh. Now what is the trumpet of Yahweh Almighty? Yahushua is the trumpet. He's the one that's addressing. He's the one that's making the noise. He's the one that's preaching. You see, we must understand the figurative speech. It's not a trumpet that's going to blow. With the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of Yahweh Almighty, and the dead in Yahushua shall rise first. Those who died as bride, their glorified bodies is going to rise. Now this is figurative speech to say that those who died as bride in Yahushua also are going to have glorified bodies like we will have. This is what the word says. He says in verse 17, then we, the bride today, which you are alive and remain, us today, shall be caught up, changed from earthly into heavenly, caught up together with them. Who's the them? The glorified bodies of those that died in Yahushua, in the clouds, to meet Yahushua in the air. He's not going to set his foot on earth to take the bride away. He's going to set his foot on Mount Zion when he comes from Israel. And that's where Mount Zion will torn into two parts. Be torn into two parts. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together, parousia, with them in the clouds, to meet Yahushua in the air. You see, in the 16th heavens he says, Lord, Lord, Lord. Sometimes the people doesn't understand when it says Lord, does it mean the Father, Lord, or does it mean the Son? Many, many a times when it refers to Lord, it is referring to Yahushua. You must understand the context in which the scripture is written. He says, together, caught up together with them in the clouds, to meet Yahushua in the air, and so shall we forever be with Yahushua. In what? In what? In this fleshly body? In this carnal body of mine? No. In a glorified body. In a moment, in a twinkle of an eye, 1 Corinthians 15 says, we will be changed from mortal to immortality, from an earthly into a heavenly body. Why? Why must we be changed? Why must we be changed? Because the Bible says, excuse me, very specific, that flesh and blood cannot enter the kingdom of Yahweh. This bones and this, it can't go into heaven. We need to be changed from an earthly into a heavenly body. Now this is all figurative speech. Why? Because when Yahushua explains about Lazarus and the rich man, Father Abram, they saw each other in a glorified body, also some resemblance to be able to identify the person as the rich man, or as Lazarus, or as Father Abram. And as the coming of Yahushua occurs, no. No. You see, we for centuries, for more than 600 years, the church has never taught us really the figurative speech in the Bible. Now it says here in verse 18, let me read verse 17 and then we'll go into verse 18. Then we which are alive and remain on this earth now shall be caught up together with them, the glorified bodies, in the cloud, to meet Yahushua in the air. And so shall we be with Yahushua, where? In heaven. Verse 18, Therefore comfort one another with these words. What is the words? We're not going to remain in a grave. Death has no right on us. Death has no hold on us. We've been set free by the blood of Yahushua. Apart that, we have been redeemed by the blood of Yahushua. And the fact that he arose from the dead gives us the assurance that death cannot hold us. But we as bride of Yahushua is living in the expectation to be changed from earthly into a heavenly body, being caught up in the air at the parousia or the coming of Yahushua to be with him forevermore. Till tomorrow morning, if his Father's will, Maranatha, Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.